Hey, podcast listeners, welcome to Season 2 of All Work No Play, the podcast. Since this is the audio from a video series on the Critical Role channels, there may be a few very visual jokes that you kind of miss out on. You can watch the show live every other Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on twitch.tv/Critical Role or on youtube.com/Critical Role the following Thursday. Or stick with this audio and look out for new episodes on this here podcast feed the Tuesday after the show airs on Twitch. All right, that's enough for me. Play that podcast!
On today's episode of All Work, No Play.
Whose idea was this? This is a terrible idea.
Coming up.
All Work, No Play.
Holy cow.
This is it.
We're doing it again.
We're back.
This is the show that we did before and we're doing it again.
Yes, we did it before and now we're doing it again.
Again. You know what's interesting about this is that, if you're tuning in for the first time to All Work No Play with me, Liam O'Brien.
And me, Sam Riegel.
Yeah, hiya. This started out as a podcast in your basic ass VO booth in your house, right?
Yes, yeah.
And when we got together, we were using it as an excuse to get together and spend time, and we're going to do it every week. Every other week. Once a month.
Yearly.
Every other month. Two times a year, we'll definitely get one in. And then we started playing dice games on the internet, and it just stalled out because we didn't have time. Then we brought it back, and we're like, it's back.
It's back.
All Work, No Play. It's a real thing. It's a show on our channel. It's happening.
Even
we're going to do it. And we're going to follow up with another season.
And then 2019 happened.
And I feel like there needs to continue to be escalation. And the only thing I can
You think we're heightening some sort of joke.
Yeah. Like, yeah. And the next...
So each episode is going to get a little farther and farther apart until finally it's like we die.
Well, I think there's maybe one step before... Definitely we're going to die, like everyone before us. Okay. But... this show will run its course, and then some time will pass, and then we'll form some sort of totalitarian government run by us, like All Work, No America.
Okay.
And we'll give...
you have really been thinking about this.
We'll give addresses to the people once a week. You know, every other week, most of the time.
Sure,
it might slip to 3 weeks, every 3 weeks, once
so
a year.
Even as an authoritarian government, we won't be able to keep a schedule.
And it will lead to total heat death.
I love it.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay. That's a long-term plan.
That's our goal. Hey, if you're just joining us, though, seriously, we're so excited to be back. And you might notice some changes around the old AWNP set. We moved it a little bit. That's it. Like, we used to sit over there.
We slid forward 20 feet.
And now we sit over here. That's the big move.
I'm liking it so far.
And if we continue on with season 3, we'll be in the parking lot.
Yes.
Yep. Just out that door.
Silhouetted through the door.
Yep. But it's exciting to be back. We have some drinks courtesy of our producer who genuinely really exists, Natasha. And she made these for us. And they're some sort of a... There's some sort of a margarita.
It's a chainsaw margarita.
Why would it be a chainsaw margarita, Lee?
Well, it's right on theme with what we did for our first outing. We did some fun. We done some fun.
Yeah, we did. We should just get into it, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? Why keep the people waiting any longer? This time on All Work, No Play, we decided to do some chainsaw art. Now, I'm not sure how this got decided. I remember a meeting where we were pitching out ideas, and I pitched out painting, like an art class.
Yeah, chill stuff, because I broke my body 22 times on season 1. We're like, let's take it nice. We'll just chill things out.
Yeah, but somehow that became chainsaw art, which is the most hardcore form of art, if I do say so myself.
The pinnacle of,
That and maybe puppetry of the penis. That is another sort of hardcore art
form. Yeah. It goes cubism... Rauschenberg, chainsaw art.
Sure.
And then just like one tick above that is making your penis and balls into a hamburger and puppetry of the penis.
That is true.
That is.
I have seen the show. And that is most of Act 1 is making your cock and balls into a hamburger.
Art takes all kinds of forms.
That's right.
This is technically a kind of art, but way below
hamburger penis.
Yeah. Now, tell me this, Liam. Are you an art lover? Are you? We're from the East Coast. We're from the New York. Did you go to museums, as my grandmother called them?
Did she really?
She did. She was from the old country.
Which was what?
Germany.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
Boy, you're spilling all kinds of secrets today. On the show, off the show.
My grandmother would always encourage us to go to museums.
Yes.
And I am fond of art. I even worked for an artist when I lived in New York. I worked for a woman named Emily Mason. I was her assistant.
What was her medium?
She painted gigantic canvases.
Oh, wow.
She was a, expressionist, neo-expressionist, abstract expressionist painter.
Sounds fake.
Married to another painter named Wolf Kahn. And my job was like to take pictures
of
her.
Wolf Kahn?
Yeah.
That's like a Cobra name in G.I. Joe. That's not a real name.
He did say Gojo every time I left the studio. I felt like I was in the art scene. I don't know your appreciation of art. I also, you know what, when I grew up, I went to my other grandma's house, who had a farmhouse in Virginia, and that place was surrounded by art. A lot of nude stuff, a lot of naked men, naked women. There was also some statues in the garden, and one of them was a big piece made out of metal, circles and squares and geometric shapes. But in the middle of the circle, there was a tiny hole, and if you pressed your eye up against it, you could see a naked lady inside. Okay. Yeah, it's my grandma's statue.
My mom and dad moved down from upstate New York to Jersey, and I grew up on that cliff facing New York City. First stop out of the tunnel, so we would go in and see Broadway shows, and I went to every museum multiple times. Had a lot of art in my life, and then my one of my best friends as a kid, his dad, Steve Drucker, was an artist and would make at his house. He had all these
Steve Drucker, the lead singer of Hootie and the Blowfish.
Sure, let's go with that. And he would weld metal and he blew glass, and there were like you remember he had this installation in their home of these just like desert coyotes made out of iron or something black and
cool.
Yeah, they were really cool. And I if I'm remembering right, and this was my friend's cool dad who introduced me to things like Nausicaa in the Valley of the Wind and Japanese robots and just cool shit. And I think he sculpted initial builds for toys. And I think I just remember there being dune worms in his house. And I feel like he worked on a Terminator action figure back in the day. Yeah.
Just for passion or did he?
No. I mean, I think he went from artist to designer for toys. And I think he went towards Hasbro eventually.
Oh, wow.
Could be getting that wrong.
Well, let's just say that he is the president of Hasbro.
Of Hootie and the Blowfish.
Sure. The guy from Hootie and the Blowfish runs Hasbro.
Hasbro, yeah.
That is amazing.
I know. Anyone can become president of anything.
That's true. We know that for sure. Speaking of art, we should just get into it. So we were accompanied by our friend, Julie Nathanson, who is amazing. She's a talented voiceover actor. She has been on the Critical Roles, right? She also did a little My Little Pony thing with us.
Yeah, she's, that was the Critical Roles she did. And
wasn't she on the Christmas thing?
Oh, Derp, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, she was. She played an adorable elf for Christmas and then a pony, a unicorn. She's also highly intelligent and just like one of the kindest people that I think we know.
She is pure good. She is lawful good and hilarious and awesome. But we took her to Calabasas because that's what you do.
For the juxtaposition because she is so dear. But then we thought it would be good. She also has like super guns and her arms looked like Tyler Durden raw as she wielded chainsaws. But we thought that would be a good match and we weren't disappointed. The gentleman helped us. Let's start there.
His name was Stacy.
Stacy,
correct?
Yep.
Stacy, I got it right.
First words out of his mouth were what again?
Yeah, she's finger fucking a skull.
Oh God, we're in it.
We're already in it.
I feel like this is the first episode of All Work No Play that we might have to bleep. We may have to censor this episode because it went to level 10 away.
We get fairly blue on everything we do on this channel, and I feel like he outblued us.
He did
3 seconds in.
Yeah.
Is that a portrait of someone you know? Or
this is actually I'm carving the seven deadly sins. This is my version of lust.
Yes.
From the seven deadly sins, and I have Wrath.
Okay.
Right there.
That's justice chopping off a guy's head.
Yeah.
Or about to.
Yeah. And greed.
Greed.
Based on Hieronymus Bosch.
Oh wow.
Painting.
This is like. These are gorgeous. This is metal. This is awesome.
No, it's wood, Sam.
Oh yeah, you're right.
It's wood.
I'm sorry.
I don't know what to do with him.
You did this all with chainsaws.
It's 99% chainsaw.
Got it.
And then.
The rest is love.
But he showed us around. His art is really beautiful.
Yeah.
And I was impressed that he could get that level of fine detail out of a chainsaw.
Yeah, I think I was expecting before we got there more abstract and chunkier looking art. But there was a full figure with just like a delicate features, a woman's face, fingers and a skull
delicate,
doing their thing.
Delicate other kinds of features that he proudly showed off.
Yes, yes. I think it's...
Oh, the light's falling.
Off to a good start. I'm going to hold still like nothing's going wrong.
Don't worry. It's probably fine.
Okay. Just like chainsaw art.
I was a painter.
Yeah.
And I was going to fine art school. Thought I wanted to be a painter. And I saw a guy on the side of the road with a chainsaw carving a bear out of a stump. Mm-hmm. And I thought, not only is that fucking cool and manly, but it's sensitive and, you know, very special with a rainbow on it. So I was like, I want to do that. I want to be the manly lumberjack with a rainbow t-shirt.
But then I got distracted because he had two dogs, and I am a dog lover with no dog of my own. Who is this?
That's Bok Bok.
Bok Bok.
Come here.
Bok Bok.
Okay.
Let me get back into frame.
He used to be a Doberman Pinscher, but he got chainsawed down.
Yeah, he shaved down and down and down.
They were cute.
They were very cute. He had a medium size and small, and the small's name was Bacchus.
Or Bok Bok.
Bok Bok. He had a bunch of names.
Or Barkus.
Barkus?
Or Shut the Fuck Up, Barkus.
Shut the Fuck Up, Barkus.
Shut the Fuck Up, Barkus. Okay.
This episode is no longer about chainsaws or sculpting for me. It is about this dog. So you two enjoy. And I will be over here with this guy. But super adorable, little nervous guy. But once I picked Bacchus up.
Oh no.
I was never going to put Bacchus.
He was yours forever.
Fine.
Now you, when we started this season, you laid out some guidelines about what you would and wouldn't do. You were injured last season. You have a reason to be scared of certain things. You didn't want to go skydiving. You didn't want to go bungee jumping.
I never want to do either of those things.
Sure. Can I just point out, though?
Yeah.
I haven't looked up the statistics, but I'm going to say that statistically, chainsaw is way more dangerous than either of those things.
Based in hard research,
I have not looked at this at all, but I feel like I'm right.
Gut feeling, yeah.
There are so when he started telling us about the different safety precautions and things we need to worry about these heavy machines that we were going to be
right.
Having, there were so many ways we could be.
Yeah, he talked about how the thing is basically like a machine gun, right? And it would go boop, 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 boop. So you had to be ready for that in advance to not let it go up, and you also didn't want to have it right in front of you.
Yeah,
you didn't chainsaw your face.
Yeah.
You wanted it off center so that if it did go up, it would go past.
What was
your
that
shoulder.
Term he used? The SHERP? The SHERG? The CHERG?
So back to the KERF thing.
Yes. Yeah, okay, the KERF.
Yes.
So stay out of it. So if it kicks, it'll maybe cut your ear off.
Okay.
Which is better than your skull.
Yeah, that's a very artistic thing to do.
My
also.
Ear is problematic anyway, so that would be an
that's
improvement.
True. Right. And also, choose which one.
Mm-hmm.
Never cut with the top.
Okay.
Only the bottom.
Bottom.
Sure. What happens if you cut with the top?
That's when it kicks back.
Okay.
That's when it will come back at you. You know what? And you might have a problem with this.
Yeah.
I learned many years ago not to carve like this.
Oh, yeah. I smile a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's 80% smile.
I am.
Nice looking chiclets there going too.
So I got a frown?
Yeah.
A hit?
Yeah, do your best Liam O'Brien impression.
I don't. I'm nervous about the not smiling part.
I know.
You can smile just if you show your teeth and a piece of wood comes back and hits your tooth, it could crack your tooth.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. And I learned
this
that the hard way.
Worst.
And I didn't
whose idea was this?
I didn't realize I used to carve like this.
Uh-huh.
Until I cracked a tooth.
Oh.
I was like, what the fuck? Why am I carving like this?
Sam, did we find your greatest fear?
This is my greatest fear. I have to not smile all day.
Your head is like 70% smile. It's just all
it
teeth. And even though you were told in advance not to do it, still like...
I can't help it. It's a problem that I have. I smile a lot to... to wash away the sadness that is deep in my soul, maybe?
Is it there?
I don't know. We talked about this a little at dinner last night.
You're so gnomish.
I don't know. Maybe I am a genuinely sad person and this smile is a shield. Maybe.
Let's just leave that up to the audience's imagination.
We'll do a Twitter poll. That's the best way to find out, to analyze anyone therapeutically.
Are you pure sunshine or is it a thin candy coating to a heart of darkness?
I don't know. You suggested last night that I go to therapy.
Well, I just said that it's good for you.
Maybe this episode with the smiling thing, maybe this is the thing that pushes me into therapy.
Chainsaws. I mean, it's a very personal choice. It's great for everybody. I think it's a very healthy thing. It can make anybody feel better. You seem good, but then also sometimes your eyes are dead inside, so.
Maybe season 3 is just me in therapy.
Yeah.
Bunch of GoPros.
Could I stand behind the therapist and just go, going like.
That would be great.
Yeah. Before, did I say don't plunge cut?
No. What is that?
Don't plunge cut.
Okay, cool.
That's when you take the thing and you go in like this.
Ooh.
You know?
Why would you do that?
So well, don't.
You got to get into places.
Oh, but then how do you do that? How do you get in?
You just do it.
But you just said not to do it.
You guys, I said you don't.
Oh,
you plunge cut.
I plunge cut. Okay. You guys don't plunge cut.
So, Stacy, may I call you Stacy?
Yeah.
What's like the biggest thing? Have you ever carved a whole tree? How big can these things get?
As big as the tree is. The biggest human. I didn't even know I was making a joke. That guy right there, for the most part, is the biggest. It's the biggest human I've made.
That's a tall drink of water.
It's beautiful.
Not the biggest penis I've made, though.
No,
I mean, just looking at that, it seems kind of small. I mean, I'm just judging based on what I know.
It was cold.
Seems
that
pretty
day.
Small. we're terrified, so we should just plunge into it, and we've been wasting.
No, you're not supposed to plunge.
Oh,
no,
no
not
plunging.
Plunge.
I'm sorry.
We were told that explicitly.
No.
If you plunge, you gotta hold on really tight.
Yeah, hold on tight to the plunger. Got it. But you want to show us around to what we're going to be working on?
Yeah, I have a couple of logs set up over here
logs.
For you guys.
Okay, excited. Safety. Very excited.
Can't we procrastinate another minute?
No.
What about other rodents?
You're going.
Ah!
Fuck us.
We're going to carve something out of these pieces of wood.
Wow.
That's the size of me. That's a big, look, it's
well, that's what I'm gonna make a Julie Nathanson.
Oh, yeah. That's not weird at all.
We're gonna carve something out of this.
Okay.
A sphere, a box, you know, something basic.
Well, Julie was talking about how it's Pride Month and we have this rainbow thing. So what about a heart or something with love?
A heart. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Because it's like it's a basic shape.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Same on both sides.
Yeah.
You can break it if you want to.
Sure.
If that's something bad happens, poetic.
But then you have to ruin it.
It's likely in life and with this wood here.
And if that happens, I will cry either way.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it's perfect.
Yep. Well, that'll be the sawdust.
And that'll also help me not cut my cheeks because I won't be smiling anymore. This is a great plan.
Let's do it.
This show is about love.
It's about our affection.
The love of each other.
Mm-hmm.
I love you.
I'm not afraid to say it.
I love you too.
I'm glad that you said it back because that would have been a really awkward rest of the episode.
But gripping internet entertainment.
If you had just said like ditto or something, you know?
Cool.
I have to do a little bit of prep.
Okay.
It'll just take a minute. So if you guys can.
Yeah.
Go full. Here.
That's the most dangerous thing.
Please.
Okay.
Sure.
So you're holding that.
And will someone hold the rainbow saw?
Oh,
I'm going to put this on.
Oh, great.
Yeah, yeah, put your stuff on.
Okay.
I don't. This goes first.
Okay.
I fear I'm going to get a haircut. I did not intend today.
Someone pick that one up.
I'll hold it for a little while.
I can't hear you.
I say I'll hold it for a little while.
The rest of the episode is us yelling.
Wait, let me get something out of my system. Hail to the king, baby. Look at me, I'm Leatherface.
I knew there'd be a Texas Chainsaw Massacre reference.
Maybe in future episodes of this show, we shouldn't pick an activity that is objectively hard to record sound for.
Yeah.
That's it, we're done?
No, hold on a minute.
Oh, God!
I don't think this is wise.
All right, so that's your log.
Okay.
That's my log.
Okay.
So we're gonna do a heart,
uh-huh.
Right? So it's equal on both sides, hopefully. So basically, you do this.
Okay.
Yeah, so then you go like that, right? So there's your heart.
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
Now I see it.
All I see is nipples.
There's a heart with
all
nipples.
All I see is breasts.
Same.
There we go.
Same.
So what you guys don't know is that when I was in college, I had to take a class where I had to draw my hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I have zero visual art skills. So instead of doing that, I cried for 24 hours. Uh-huh. And then I brought in my tears. So far, this is terrible. And then the next semester, I really wanted to challenge myself. So I took an art class and I walked in. I was really excited. I walked in and I saw everyone painting and I walked out.
Oh.
So this is is scary enough without the chainsaws, guys.
Yours is
beautiful.
Good.
Yeah.
And then the cutting started, and literally the first three times I fired up, Stacy went,
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Ho.
What'd I do?
Ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho. Go like this. Not like this.
Not even just a little.
Go like that. It's the worst angle ever.
Oh, okay.
Dude.
I thought you couldn't be wrong in art.
You can't. You're just going to hurt yourself doing it that way.
And how did it feel?
I mean, when I watched Stacy do it, it looked like he was cutting through butter. And it was just so like one curved line and never stopped. And I went... And it like it would catch.
Yeah.
And I think that I was going off axis a little bit, which is probably really dangerous.
Oh, for sure it is.
Which is why Stacy leaped in to save my life.
At one point, I was looking at your blade.
Yeah.
Blade? Carver? Saw? Saw. And I could see the metal part of the chainsaw. And then the chain was way over here. It was like you had been dragging it over. And the chain was like
a bike chain.
Like a bike chain being pulled to its limit.
Right there. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa.
The chain was stuck in there.
The chain's coming off.
Who wants to try?
I'm good. Over here.
If that chain comes off,
yeah,
if it breaks,
yeah,
it'll go through the sprocket,
yeah,
and it'll whip like a tiny little bullwhip.
That's great.
And it'll come back and slice your wrist.
That's what I
Jesus.
Want.
So don't do that.
I feel really safe.
You will.
A beginner might not get the chain off and cut their wrist, but as I've been doing this for a while.
Oh my
go.
God!
There you go.
It's my yes!
Yay!
Good job.
The hard part is truly over.
That is the hardest part. So here's what you're gonna do.
Uh-huh.
The most dangerous thing.
Oh, good. This is a great.
Take the bottom part of the. It's not the most dangerous. Bottom part of the tip.
But.
Oh, he's just carving a shape with it.
Draw the heart. Barely get it in there,
or
you'll break the chain. And
just the tip.
I broke a chain once, and it was on that big one, and it whipped me around my waist.
Oh.
And there was blood gushing everywhere. I thought I cut myself in half. And I wiped it away with a towel.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't that bad. There was only like 2,000 little cuts.
Did you get 2,000 little stitches?
No, they were too small for stitches.
Oh.
We're not going to do that today.
No, you're going to...
See, Julie, you're fine. It's just little cuts.
I love my friends.
Move your body, yeah. There, you're done.
Woo! That's really good.
That's good.
See, I didn't follow the lines, but I didn't die.
Right, who cares about the
you
lines?
You made new lines.
Okay, don't go deep. Use your body.
Just
go
put
for the
tip
underside.
In, yeah.
Nothing sexual here. Ah!
Move your body.
Use your body. Okay,
yeah.
You're done.
Yeah, that's great.
Still alive.
Good job.
Do you think Julie liked it? Do you think she had a good time doing this?
I think she did. I think that she was nervous like we were.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little felt a little precarious. But it did feel empowering, too. Like, you did feel like Jason Voorhees holding that thing. Like, you could do anything.
Lead singer of Hootie and the Blowfish?
Yes, Jason yes. God, I love his work.
Yeah.
Feels good.
Stop smiling!
Oh yes, stop smiling!
Shut your mouth!
All right, blow it off. Blow it. Blow on it. Blow out.
Cut. Should I keep going?
Shit. No.
Good.
Sexy.
You want to do the other side, Lee? Oh, wait, let's blow. Let's co-blow.
All work, no play.
You
got just a broken
cut,
heart.
You cut into the heart a little bit.
It's all right. My 20s were tough.
There was a giant mound of logs behind us. And in an effort to back away from each other, risking our individual lives, we were climbing up on this thing. It's a wonder that none of us, like, slipped, rolled off of a log and broke an ankle, conked our head or something.
Ah!
Yeah, because we were standing on a pile of logs.
Loose logs.
Loose logs while watching people carry literal murder weapons. Mm-hmm. Like, there have been movies based on people mm-hmm. killing people with chainsaws. We were holding murder weapons in our hands.
Yeah. Season 3 of this is just going to be knife fights, slipping our groins into vices,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
just twisting each other in.
Oh, God.
That's a hobby, right?
Sure.
Down with slap fights, we'll do book fights.
This easily. Was the most dangerous activity we've ever done, which is why I don't know why you're so opposed to, like, skydiving. It's fine. We're going to live.
If the chainsaw were to go out of control and strike my body, I'd probably be maimed.
For sure you would.
Or lose a limb, or my moneymaker would be damaged. But if I were to jump out of a plane,
uh-huh.
and I know most of the time it would be fine, and I probably would get addicted to it, but if I were to do it and the chute didn't open, I always just think about that last 30 seconds going, like, you played yourself, man. This is it. You did this to you.
I feel like you would have the same conversation with yourself if you were in the back of an ambulance without these three fingers, wrapped around.
But I'd still be alive and on my way to becoming a vigilante or a supervillain. If I jumped out of a plane, I would just be done. Done.
That's fair. I feel like there's a happy medium.
There's no... You guys, you and all my friends need to, and the internet need to back off. This is just inviting problems.
You know what?
I am never jumping out of a plane.
You know what?
I'm never eating a hot pepper.
How about this?
I'm not doing it.
How about this?
Stop.
We'll do a Twitter poll and they can decide if you're going to jump out of a plane.
So after getting, like, the main chunks out of the way and getting vaguely the shape of a heart, and we moved on to, like, finer touches and polishing, and we started to use just the was it the top edge of the chainsaw?
It just was going just, like, the tip.
Just the tip.
Yeah.
And did a little zzz all over it, to the point where it felt like shaving or manscaping.
Oh, you're talking about, like, when we were beveling the sides.
Beveling was the term.
Yeah,
used.
I think we did use the top. For that.
Yes.
Which he had specifically told us, do not ever use the top.
Never cut with the top.
Well, maybe he just meant for making cuts. For this, okay. It was just like little tiny taps. So it was like just smoothing things out. And it really felt like manscaping to me.
You're manscaping, Liam. Manscape.
Yeah.
Do you manscape?
Sure.
I mean, I know, but for the people.
That's my husbandly responsibility.
How do you manscape? Do you shave?
With a chainsaw.
Wonderful.
Boom.
You haven't beveled yet, have you?
I don't know.
Time to bevel. You know, clean it up a little.
It's like using it as a sander.
Yeah.
Or trimming a dog.
So,
or trimming a dog.
That's how I give the chihuahua a haircut. I fixed a
cat.
That
looks good.
Liam, come fix it.
Come fix it.
Yeah, you guys.
I think there's vultures up there.
Everyone.
That tracks.
They're waiting for your impending death.
They know we're going to die? There's literal vultures up there.
Let me give you another thing to do. You want to get the nipples off of it.
Yeah.
So, same principle. Just to get the drawing off.
All right, here I come like Twitch terms of service.
There you go. You're getting a little too much with the top. You want to keep it like that.
Almost flat.
Yeah, because see how you're getting these lines?
I do. You do.
I do.
You don't be so aggressive when you stroke it.
Too aggressive at your stroking. This has been a problem with him for years. Oh, yes.
I just thought of you.
I know.
That's
all you
gotta
do.
It almost looks lubricant.
So you guys can fuck around with that thing as much as you want until you think it's done. And then
I think it's done. I don't think I don't think it's done, but I don't think it's gonna get any better.
What about?
It's just gonna have more individual little divots and lines.
No one tells me to stop, Sam! Yeah, so we smoothed it out. We gave, like, it was just a flat cut tree, and we sort of gave it a second little angle all the way around. And then we needed to do something with it.
There you go.
Wow, that's amazing.
Bite me.
I really do want to bite you now.
All right, so that's how you do letters.
What about putting initials? You guys want to put your initials in there?
What? Julie, I can't hear you.
You want to put your initials in there?
In the heart?
And
oh,
no play?
That's a good idea.
You guys should totally do that.
Like, no, I'm S plus L.
S plus L.
Or S plus L.
So yeah. It's kind of like how they carve into trees.
Yeah.
People who love each other.
It's like the giving tree, except it's us.
You have to do the S.
I will do the S.
Is this a bromance, or is that what you guys are doing?
That's one way of looking at it. You had a little difficulty with the S because that is not straight lines. Everybody else got to do straight lines.
I love writing my own name.
Yeah.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the first time that I've had so much trouble doing it.
Do you get super excited every time you write an S because it has the potential to be your name?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
but it's hard to make an S with a chainsaw.
That was a mini kickback.
That was a kickback?
You got a mini kickback there. You're doing good. Use the bottom half of the tip. There you go. Now move over and, you know, don't contort your body. Go over there. Go further over here. Over here.
Oh.
Do it from here.
Okay.
Or it's gonna run. You know what?
I can fix it. I can fix it.
You're doing good.
Nope. This is the hardest. Fuck it. I can't do it.
This is nailing. That's how you
it. It's a plus. It's so much
that's
easier
how you
to
fucking
make
do
a
it.
Plus. I couldn't do it. I failed.
Mm-hmm.
And you know who could do it? You.
This guy.
You stepped in.
I study you. I study your name. I study your ways. I study your movements.
You stepped in and you had a fluidity to your body that I'm glad that other people get to see. I normally get to see it, but you just, I was impressed. That's great. Oh, you're going back to the S?
He's going to fix
watch
it.
Watch the tip.
There you go.
Now
I get it. Now it's
look
an
a little flare at the end.
Wow, you actually fixed my S.
I have a grace that makes sculptors go, whoa, 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 whoa.
It's true.
Whoa, whoa. Oh, I got to cut this thing off, and I'll cut that one off.
What does that mean? What do you mean, cut it off?
I'm cutting it off.
Take it off.
From here, I'm taking it off.
Oh.
Oh.
Somebody needs to hold it so it doesn't fall while I'm doing
it. Not it.
I'll tell you when.
Right here.
Right there.
Don't do it!
Oh, God. This is the most dangerous fucking thing I've ever done. You don't have to hold it anymore. You're scaring me.
I'm so touched.
Which one of you guys is going to cut yours off?
Yeah.
We need to
take the big saw?
Take this back to the studio, yeah.
One of you hold it and the other one cut
it. No, nope. I'll cut.
Really?
I'll cut.
All right. I was just kidding, but.
What?
Keep going. You're good, I got it.
That was terrifying.
That was awesome.
You used the big saw. That's bitchin'.
I think we have it here somewhere. Oh, we have it here. Natasha, who definitely exists, is gonna bring it in and not be on camera. Damn it.
Boy, that this... Natasha AI is just getting more and more advanced.
This is the thing that we carved. Now, we don't get show and tell on this show a lot.
No,
but
no,
boy, there's a lot of splinters.
It's this and this.
Yeah.
That's what we got.
So this is supposed to be a heart. There's some jagged edges here.
So does our love, though.
Isn't the greatest.
Mm-hmm.
But you can see a clear S plus L. You can see it's generally the shape of a heart.
This company or me going to save this forever. This right here.
You're going to save that forever?
Yep.
Wow.
Can't stop me.
We have a lot of termites in LA. I don't know how long it'll... Well, see.
I'll throw it out today then.
Well, thank you, Stacey, for making sure that we did. We didn't die.
Yeah, we didn't die.
That is huge.
It was fun, too.
It was really fun.
No chains snapped?
No.
No blood?
There was some scary moments.
Yeah,
you on the big saw.
That was scary.
That was scary.
Yeah,
that was scary.
Yeah.
That thing's gnarly.
I also liked that my very, very first time I touched the chainsaw to wood immediately shut me down. Whoa.
Yeah, there was a lot of whoa today.
How would you rate the experience of this chainsaw art? Did you have a fun time doing it? Would you do it again? Was it too scary to enjoy?
I was worried about one of us injuring ourselves somehow. Have you injured yourself badly in your life? Like, what's the worst... What's the dumbest injury?
Okay.
And what's the worst injury?
Okay. Dumbest?
One you told us about on the show.
So. I don't remember.
Oh, your wedding.
Oh, that was the dumbest.
That was the dumbest?
Yeah. But I also, I tried to prank my brother-in-law. At one point, I jumped through a door and hit my head on the door frame and had to be taken to the hospital.
Did you cut the skin?
Yeah, there was like a thing up there. I got some... I think my most terrifying injury wasn't even an injury. It was a medical condition, sort of. In college, this is embarrassing, so I will tell it.
All right.
In college, I felt like a lump in my butt, and I took it to the old student health.
Uh-huh.
And they touched it, and they were like, oh, I don't know what that is. let's take it out and find out. Oh, boy, you have salt all over your face.
Is it better?
Yeah.
Okay.
But they said, let's just take it out because we don't know what it is.
This was on one side in a cheek?
I mean, I'll say that it was, it was really close to the butthole.
Okay. Okay, I'm envisioning it.
Yeah. I mean, you know that general area.
Yeah, I know what it looks like now.
Yeah.
This was college years.
Yeah. Okay. But they were like, let's just take it out. Well, it can't hurt.
Yeah.
And so I had surgery. I had surgery. They cut me open. They cut my butt open to take this thing out. Sorry, guys. And it's a teaching hospital.
It's so appropriate for the chainsaw episode.
at the University of Virginia. It's, yeah. it's a teaching hospital.
Uh-huh.
And so I was splayed out there on the table with my butt out. And I heard the doctor say, "All right, guys, come on in." And a whole bunch of medical students came in and just were looking at my butt for a while and talking about it, pointing at it.
Did you, if this is like a setting where many people needed to view it, were you like splayed?
I mean, I was like, you know, I was like this.
Okay.
And there was a light shining on my butt. I don't have that much hair, but I do have a little hair on my butt. They didn't shave it or anything. I should have manscaped if I had known that
this is
the entire class was going to come into
almost an alien abduction story.
It really is. And they were talking about it for a while, like what they're going to do first, how they're going to go in, what things to look out for. And I was embarrassed. I didn't fart or anything. God, that would have been the worst.
You were conscious for the entire thing?
I was conscious. I was, the lower half of me was numb.
Okay.
But the upper half of me was embarrassed.
God, don't you wish the whole of you was numb?
Of course. Of course I do.
This is not the story I was expecting by asking this question.
And they cut open my butt with a bunch of young, I assume, attractive medical students. I assume, like, I never saw their faces, thank God, but I assume it was like the cast of Grey's Anatomy watching me
get
my butt cut open.
I've got Neil Young running through my head.
Sure.
Can I sing songs on the show?
Sure, it doesn't matter.
Old man, take a look at my butt. It's a lie like you.
That was my most embarrassing injury.
Wow.
Liam, how about you?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I think you've topped me. I'm klutzy. I'm klutzy now. I'm klutzy as a kid. I cracked my head open 3 times as a child. Mm-hmm. I've had my head stitched together. I've had my head glued back together.
Oof. Recently?
No, I kind of just jury-rig head injuries lately. Like a couple of years ago, Marisha might remember this. I remember telling her, she's right over there.
She is.
I was in my own bathroom.
Drinking one of these.
One of these, yep. Cling, cling. The mirror in my bathroom swings open, and I'm very wary of it now, but I went to reach for something and came up, and it just went kunk and cut right in the front of my head.
Common injury.
And like a flap, like an inch, just went boing,
oh.
And it was just open.
Oh.
And I was supposed to go to the beach with my kids, and, you know, we work really hard. And I was like, I don't want to give up my time with my kids to go to the hospital. So
here's
what I did. I squirted a little Neosporin in there.
Okay.
I closed the flap.
Okay.
And I put a beanie hat on. Did the trick. We went to the beach. I kept
a tight beanie.
Tight beanie on my head for the next 6-7 hours. We got home and it was closed.
Was it soaked in blood?
No, I mean, it was initially, but
wow.
I definitely like held it down for a good 10 or 15 minutes.
Wow.
Similarly,
ugh.
More recently,
uh-huh.
This is super dumb too. Everything I do is super dumb. The day before our CR shoot where we put on book holsters and flasks and all that, I was getting all my clothes and everything ready for the next day. And I needed to open a package, I think, and I couldn't get it. Something was really tough to open. I couldn't get it. So I was like, oh, well, I'm going to go get my handsaw from the garage. And I got it.
To open a package from Amazon?
No, that's not what it was. I was cutting up cardboard for recycling. That's what it was.
With a handsaw?
There was a lot of it. We were huge boxes.
Okay.
We had all this stuff. I think maybe a desk for the house, something like that. All these pieces.
Success.
And so I was cutting through, and there was one last piece that was not splitting. And I just went like, whack, whack. And it just went astray and went into my thumb. This is the day before that shoot, and my thumb just starts gushing blood.
Ugh.
Gushing, and immediately I'm like, oh, I don't know if this is going to stop for tomorrow. Laura's really good with Photoshop. Maybe she can make, maybe I'll just have my hand behind my back. And I was stressed out and just walking around going like, okay, I need this, I need that. Everything's real. Poof. And I was so distracted that I slammed my head into a corner of wall in my house, and immediately, poof, and my head split.
Oh, my
and then
God.
My thumb is bleeding all over myself, and now I'm bleeding down to my eye going like, it'll be okay. The film shoot will be fine. Everything will be fine. So I don't know if you can still see it, but if you look at the individual photos of any thumbnail for Critical Role where I'm in it,
you are,
and I looked yesterday to see,
there's
this thin little little barely perceptible line right there that our makeup artists helped hide.
I didn't know.
And I crazy glued my thumb shut.
Why don't you go to the goddamn doctor?
But I won't jump out of a plane.
For all of these injuries you're describing, you should go to the doctor.
What they have done the day before a film shoot.
And how high can my voice go? I don't know. It feels like you're not taking care of yourself, Liam. I mean...
That might be true.
Wow.
Well, it worked.
And you decided to actively go to a place with chainsaws where you'd be holding one. What are you thinking?
I mean, we gotta do it for the people.
Well, thank you, Stacey. That
thank
was
you.
Incredible.
You're welcome. That was amazing.
You're
thank you so much.
Thanks for coming out.
You're awesome.
An excellent teacher.
Oh, you guys did
appreciate
great.
It.
Thank
you.
You
did great.
Yep. Good luck with your art, and we'll I don't know. We'll see you around the lumber yards.
Yeah.
I'm gonna follow you on Instagram so I can watch all the stuff you're making.
Follow me on Instagram.
Yeah.
That's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
All right. Have a good day.
Thank you guys
thank
so much.
Thank you so much. And do you want the bite me back?
No, that's for you.
This is for me.
Yeah. Amazing.
Thank you so much.
It's for all of you to share. So
we will. We'll share it.
We can cut it into three pieces.
This is a feel-good show.
It really is. This episode is all about the love. All right, guys, let's go.
It feels great to be back here, you know, 10 feet away from our former set, mm-hmm. doing this show again.
So many memories right over there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm so excited for this season. I hope this is our first episode, because otherwise it makes no sense that we keep saying, like... This is our first episode. But I'm excited for the season. I'm excited to get into our next activity, and I'm excited to share our dangers and our love with the people. And I'm also excited to reach out and be kind to my fellow man, because I love you, all of you, for who you are. Eh? Was that good? There it is.
There it
That's
is.
The show.
I'm getting sawdust all over me.
Thanks for listening to All Work No Play, the podcast. If you enjoyed the fun we done, leave us a review on whatever podcasting app you use. You can also catch the show live every other Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific at twitch.tv/Critical Role or find it Thursdays on youtube.com/Critical Role. And remember, friends, don't work too hard.